USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The man accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents is arrested, according to Attorney General Merrick Garland. He says Jack Teixeira is accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents.
FBI agents took Teixeira into custody earlier this afternoon without incident. He will have an initial appearance at the U.S. District Court for the District of Massachusetts.
Teixeira surrendered on Thursday. He is a member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. Garland says Teixeira will appear at a U.S. District Court in Massachusetts. A suspect under arrest for the murder of Cash App founder Bob Lee. San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says 38-year-old tech entrepreneur Nima Momeni has been booked.
We can confirm that Mr. Lee and Ms. Momeni knew each other.
Police did not share any further details about their connection. Momeni is being held without bail at the San Francisco County Jail. He's expected to be arraigned Friday afternoon. Florida's proposed 6-week abortion ban is heading to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' desk. House lawmakers gave final approval of the measure early Thursday. It passed the state Senate last week. The legislation would prohibit abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy unless it's to save a woman's life or for cases of rape or incest. Staying in Florida, Fort Lauderdale Airport is going to remain closed until Friday morning. After a flash flood emergency, the city had its rainiest day in history this week. The U.S. and Ireland are standing together to oppose Russia's brutal aggression in Ukraine.
Ireland is working together with the United States and other partners to hold Russia accountable for its actions, including through significant sanctions and export control.
That's what President Biden declared during an address to the Irish Parliament on Thursday. Biden, the fourth U.S. president in history to address the Irish Parliament. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Indiana residents remain worried about what's circulating in the air now that a fire at a plastics recycling plant is mostly extinguished. Fire was at a plant in Richmond, Indiana, about 50 miles from Dayton, Ohio. Richmond city officials were urging citizens to stay inside with windows closed and air conditioning off. About 2,000 people who live within a half mile of the plant were evacuated, and schools had been closed for a second day in a row on Thursday. In the wake of the feds' arrest of an accused intelligence leaker in Massachusetts, former Vice President Mike Pence says there's two fundamental questions that have to be answered.
How could a Massachusetts National Guardsman have access to this type of classified and sensitive information, and how would they be able to release that information?
Attorney General Merrick Garland said 21-year-old Jack Teixeira was apprehended without incident Thursday. Video of the arrest shows dozens of agents with armored vehicles surrounding him in front of a home. The Washington Commanders of the NFL are being sold for $6 billion, according to sports business trade publication Sportico. Owner Dan Snyder reached a deal with a group including Wall Street giant Josh Harris and NBA star Magic Johnson. And the Super Mario Brothers movie is expected to take first place once again at the North American box office. The movie is expected to make between $58 and $66 million in its second weekend. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love